Well, the chaz should say yivarecha, and I say yivarecha. Aye, to hefsek. Ishkafelach. Okay. Hashem approached averes they did many years ago in high school or teenagers. Should one still be doing tshuva for those averes when they're 50? So machlekes the gemara. Pesach Yuma. Averes for his father loved previous Yom Kippur. You have to be his father next Yom Kippur as well. You know, we say in Sliqus every day, Chatos Luf Norein Luf Shrein Amal Tizkor. Everyone has Chatos Luf. Who doesn't? I mean, I'm talking about Tzadikim of a different generation. We made mistakes long and well into our, in those years, high school years, and then probably beyond. So it's a Machloikus, what you're supposed to do. I didn't bring my Shulchan Aruch today, but if you look at the Shulchan, is there a Shulchan Aruch? It's Yom Kippur, but... you know what? I'll say about prayer. If we need it, we'll come back. Semach Leikas, whatever you do is good. Can one learn during the Piyutim in Davening and Yom Kippur? Zman Torah L'chud, Zman Tefillah L'chud. The Piyutim are in the Maksim, and the Shul says it, you should say it with the Shul. What about Sephardi Davening by Ashkenazim? Maybe they don't say any piyutim, so then he wouldn't have to say it. But he should, whatever he's doing should be not obtrusive. No one should know that he's saying tilim instead of saying the piyutim or learning Torah. It should be. How should a husband and a wife balance tefillah and watching their kids on Yom Kippur? Should a husband daven somewhere else earlier so his wife can also go to shul? You know, when my children were growing up, my wife never came to shul. She didn't go to shul. Every Shabbat she was home. Every Shabbat she was home. Except Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We hired a babysitter. The babysitter came to the house and watched the kids and my wife go to shul. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, 3 days. She was a 3 days a year woman. And I have a 3 days a year man, you know? She was 3 days. Actually, she was actually 4. She came Purim also, but she didn't come to shul. But that was it. She didn't come to shul because she just sit. So I think the people should find enough money if they have it to hire a babysitter, and they should both come to shul. If they can't, see, in America, it's easy to find a babysitter. There's so many trustworthy nachris, you know, the babysitter. In Eretz Yisrael, you can't find that. That's a whole different story. So I know in my, very often in my daughter's case, I think my daughter went to Pesikim. She went to Pesikim. Yeah, I just heard this. My daughter went without Masikin. And then she came back home, took care of the little ones, and then my son-in-law went to Davin, and then my daughter went to a local minion. She came for Tkiyas and for Musaf. Yeah, we see how she works both ways. So otherwise, it's more like the other way. The man that was Masikin. Okay, you figure it out. Today you can't get babysitters. Every babysitter is supposed to be in shul. I'll eat. My mom, Pachema, she's not going to find the... Anyway... Okay, fine. How can one make Halal and Hoshanas meaningful every day? Good question. I know, Rashi has a few places in the Torah. V'choyom yibenek echadoshim. Rashi has in Parashat Shema, Hayom, Shemavayim Shemov, Hayom, Parashat Kisav, again he says Hayom. I think somewhere else in Dvarim, maybe more recently he says, everyone's Hayom, I think he should be. What is this? What do you mean ki'ilu? Is this a Shabbos correct? Like in Apila Hataras Norm, ki'ilu yisi partam. What does it mean ki'ilu? What does that mean? How do you do that? Some of the Mefarshim explained is the Rashi in Parshas Kisavo says there by Bikurim Hayom Hazeh. So the question was raised, but Hayom Hazeh Bikurim is once a year. That taka is chadosh once a year. So the Mefarshim suggests. What Rashi is trying to tell you is that the paradigm of Bikurim to teach you how even the daily mitzvahs, Shema and Shemoa, should also be new. Because just like we know once a year something happens, it's excitement, Bikurim, you should somehow not just live in a world of Ki'ilu, a world of Dibyonis. You're not supposed to live in a world of Dibyonis or Shekin, you know. The Rav Tzadok HaKohen has a piece that Dimin is the idea of Amalek. Amalek, as he says, Mamar Mecholesh Adar. Amalek, Amalek is all dimyonis, you know? The Beis Halevi says that the Lavo, so the Rishoyim will see that, you know, they had these unbelievable dimyonis, what this Aver can give them, and that to be nothing. Nothing, zero, but they have dimyonis, imagination, in the most negative sense, how much they have anor from this forbidden fruit, or maybe from this forbidden woman, whatever they want to fill in the blank. They think, oh, it's going to be unbelievable. It turns out it's not so unbelievable, you know? But they haven't seen it, because it's based on dimyonis. So the question was raised, so why did Kadosh Baruch create the Korach HaDimyon? Every Korach HaShem has a good reason. Yes, but a Yid should be able to be Bidamye, he should imagine himself, he can finish Shas. One of my Chatas Nurim before, when I was a high school senior, the Rebbe, Reb Zeidel Epstein, Zichron of the Rocha, said that he wants to give us, we should all finish Shas. We were laughing like crazy, like finish Shas. It was in 1964, finishing Shas was something which was, it was off the radar, there was no Daf Yomi, there was a few years no Daf Yomi. Finish Shas, a joke. The Rebbe says, what's he talking about? No, he wanted to create it with an imagination. She wanted to imagine finishing Shas. Maybe some of the people actually finished Shas who were in that class a long time ago. So the Dinyan was given to us through Medamyein, that we should imagine we'll do great things. Same as it's used primarily for bad things. You do it for good things. So too over here. Kilu Chadasha means, not that it's a lie, it's not new, you did it yesterday. He said Hallel yesterday, did a Shabbos yesterday. What's new? The answer is, as we say, Chazal tell us, call Neshama Tal Al Kol. I'll call Neshima and Neshima. You have to thank Hashem for every single breath. Every breath is a gift from the Kodesh Baruch. Every breath. So that's not a lie. We say it every day. That means the whole world, every day is new. That's not a lie, it's true. Chazal won't tell us a lie. And then if you look at some of the more, you know, expansive versions of that the whole world exists every single second, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wills it. If his will would disappear for one second, he'll become tohu vavohu. So I'm a chadish v'tuvah masik. So it really is new. I said Hallel yesterday. Today's a new day. You went to sleep at night. Guarantee you get up in the morning? Well, of course. I got up the last X thousand mornings of my life, so of course. Unfortunately, we know people don't get up in the morning. Even people your age don't get up in the morning. We know in such cases, not so long ago, such cases. You just got to get up in the morning. So if you realize that, that's not a dimyon. That's true. Get up in the morning. So we don't say hello every single day. It's a mechayer for begadish. But on every day of Sukkot, you say hello. It's a new thing. Hashana is it's a new nusach. Hashana. Every day a different text. You know, you go around with people. It's also exciting. You gotta now today in the world we live in now. We live in a world of stimulants. I'm not talking about e-vaping. And that's a terrible stimulant. I just read about Gefährlich. It's terrible. They use it as a way to get off something worse, perhaps, for your health. But what happened was, now it's beheter. Beheter. So the yeshiva guys, you know the percentage of yeshiva guys in yeshivas that are doing this now?
This yeshiva too.
This yeshiva? Yeah. We always boasted, no one smokes in this yeshiva. It was true. Come out true. No, you ever see, no one. This Narishkeit started the answer, oh, Beheta now. Easter Gomer, Rabbi Stein Schlitter wrote about it last year.
It's worse.
It's Easter Gomer. It can kill you. It has killed people already. You know, people have died from it.
A thousand people have gotten serious respiratory illness.
Yeah, but some have died. Died. Mamish. Stimulant. Everyone wants stimulant. What do you need stimulant for? The best thing is Torah. You don't want anyone stimulant. Tefillah, you don't want stimulant. But then we have stimulants. Okay, so we have a kosher stimulants. What's a kosher stimulant now? It has to be, I don't know, you have to come with a band. I was told, I don't mean to say it in any bad way, I was told that Slichas Night, wherever you went, they were advertising one band, another band of this famous singer, that famous singer. We grew up bands. You get fire and brimstone mostly before Slichas. I did that when I was a young rabbi. I stopped. Why did I stop? You know, they tell you that you're an Olympian athlete, you have to know when to peak. If you peak too early, it's no good. And giving him fire at Slichas was too early. I stopped. I don't do anything. Let's go down to Slichas. Halabai Rosh Hashanah should be ready for my what I have to tell them. But now, everywhere is a concert. They told me that this in the five towns, this is big, big, big players, some of the big shuls. Did you know about it? Good people, but you know.
My shul were happy. They say Slichas at all.
Okay, whatever, but you know what I'm talking about? Am I right? You know what I'm saying about this? Big ads. My daughter told me, my son, big ads. And the biggest star of there, in my opinion, sorry, is Eitan Katz. He's the biggest star. You saw an ad, he's doing something, Sukkos Kalamoid live. Not as Sukkos, I understand. That's when they had music even based in English. But they told me, I think it's somewhere in TNF, in this massive Slichas with the huh? 1,000 people. It's beautiful. I'm a tremendous Eitan Katz fan. 1,000 people packed into where? Make sure where? Roma. 1,000 people. Have you fit 1,000 people to Roma? You can't fit 1,000 people to Roma. They packed the back and the front to this, to that, to make some piped in. That's what people want today. That's what you want today. Stimulant. Use it. Again, I'm saying it with Eitan Katz played at my kids' weddings, you know, once he became. He wasn't playing when my older kids got married. But the last two got married, sister Viva Eitan Katz, not saying any with any zilzul chas v'shalom. He's great. For weddings, he's great. For sukkahs, he's great. I'm sure it's great on Slichas Night, too. But it's just a different way of thinking. I'm just waiting for the fact that Babak want to ask me to do a concert before Slichas. I haven't asked yet. I haven't asked yet, but if they do, I'm going to have to do it. I mean, I give a concert once a year. Sukkos, I bring a guitar, you know, some of the keyboard. Sukkos, you're supposed to do it. They didn't ask me yet. It wouldn't surprise me if you're going to come next year and say, Rebbe, I can't do it in Tina. I don't know the names of those other famous names that were doing it in the five towns. I heard the names out there. I'm not sure which ones. Which, I don't want to say anything definitive. So you could also do this. Stimulants. So, you know, some people have musical halal and chalamite sukkahs. I can't understand it. I'm trying to do such a thing. I thought I'd be music into a shul b'chlal during davening, not so poshut. Because in the old days they asked it because it was the reform of beginning the organs. They asked it. You know, just give one example that is a I'm not sure it's audio or video. I think it's video. Shlomo Kalbach's last Hashanah Rabbah, which is just less than a month before he passed away. It's unbelievable. He's sitting there with a struggling guitar and singing Hallelujah. It's beautiful thing. Not my cup of tea. But maybe they sing a little more Hallelujah. They sing. So that brings their scratches, you know. In my shul, I'm the Baal Tefillah in Challah, which I often am. I sing. Hopefully the singing is, you know, usually I'm the Baal Tefillah in Yom Tov.
Can Rebbe change
Yom Tov, we don't. I can. You're allowed to change tunes for Challah. Yeah, absolutely, yes. In my shul, I sing some Leib Abbas, because they know my kids' the tapes. It's very popular. Hopefully, I have a grandson coming, Rit Hashem. Avram Sturtson is supposed to become the Erev Yom Kippur to help me. It all started a few years ago. I had no voice. I don't know if my voice shot. So I imported his oldest brother, Elisha, to come to help me. He's a voice. You hear that voice on the tape. And then after his voice changed, I imported Chaim. So he had his voice on the next tape. Beautiful. Now both of their voices changed in Baruch Hashem. Next one is Shmuel. He's 12 and a half. Hopefully, he's going to get here on Tuesday morning and help me out, Yom Kippur, and be back. He'll be here first day Sukkah, so I'll get up and do Challah with him too. You know, I'm not opposed to singing. I'm a big singer. We grew up with singing. My house was always full of singing. But, you know, What can I say? You have to do your best that it should be meaningful. The singing makes it meaningful. Havana. Hoshana is after Hallel, after Musaf.
Right. Yeah. The CDC numbers for the vaping, 1,080 reported lung illnesses and 19 reported deaths.
Shem Yerachem.
This is in 1 year.
Shem Yerachem. This is sort of save people. Killing people. And it's killing people who otherwise wouldn't have done anything. Many of those who were smoking regularly before, maybe, you know, they're better off. I'm not denying that fact. But it's always a balance.
They're not better off.
Shrek
will kill them in 50 years. This will kill them next year.
Yeah. Okay, it's out of Ireland. Whatever. What?
Hoshana, maybe?
Singing, yeah, Shabbos.
Singing Hoshana?
After Shabbos, after Musaf.
No, before that, how does making Hoshana mean? You can't have a band for Hoshana, can you? It's just the same Hoshana.
I can't. I don't know. I only saw part of that thing. I only saw Hallel. I didn't see Shabbos. I don't know what they do based on Shabbos. But after Shabbos, after Musaf. In Eretz Yisrael, it's always after Shabbos. I've never seen a place early after Musaf. Have you ever seen one after Musaf? Never seen it. Question, of course, is why? Is it a religion of convenience? Dalin is out already. Yeah. Or they do it Peshitta because there are religions. This one's fine. Always says after Musaf. I can't pass on that one. Why should we do it after Musaf? We're classing this Ashkenaz shul. It's a bit of a hassle to put it away, bring it back out again. That's the Nusach Ashkenaz. I don't want to change it. It's not right to change the Nusach. Should you pick a shul based on that? No. You pick a shul based on that, you have more kavana, whether kavana in Shmoneh Esrei, kavana in Hallel. Shanas, don't, when it happens, shouldn't matter. When during a Sham de Begadah, should one add in all other Averis that start with each letter? Berachni Bracha Levatola, or stick to the text. Absolutely add in the Chayonim has. The Chayonim has. It's in my mouth. In my mouth, I have a little Chayonim at Xerox 40 years ago or more. The Chayonim, that has the whole book. It's a whole book now. Just with the Chayonim. Isn't that such a book? Called Vida or something like that? No such books. You should certainly say it. Should one be eating all the Hanukkah Kippur? Sucking candy in mouth is at a mitzvah. The brisker of suck candy is the whole Erev Yom Kippur. What at a mitzvah of Achil Erev Yom Kippur? If you follow all the chumas of brisker of, you should do this too. Okay. Otherwise, if you like it, you'll have candy. Okay, I answered the question that I hear. Any other question about Yom Kippur? Yeah.
For Sukkos?
Oh, yeah. I got a Sukkos question. Not Sukkos. Tomorrow, I'm giving two shiur, one at 7 practice, one down a minute. And one is in Chazara Shia at 1 o'clock. That's the Chazara for the last couple of weeks, what, week and a half, she we gave. And that's it. That's the answer to Chazara. Because whenever the Bechina is going to be, at the end, it's going to be the Thursday or Sunday or Monday. But we're starting new stuff on Thursday. Unless the Bechina is, well, whenever it's going to be. I mean, you have to start to get moving. The vote is. All the ballots have not been counted yet. By tomorrow, hopefully, they'll be all counted.
Okay. Are we starting either way on Thursday with new stuff?
If there's a Bechina, then not. There's no Bechina. Thursday, new stuff. How about it? We're going to do old stuff. Tomorrow's a Chazor, right? We're going to start Simon Kuf, Mithushim. Simon Kuf, that's the next Simon that we're up to. Yeah, what's your question about Sukkos?
So, for Sukkos, I just never know what to do. So, like, some of us are, you know, are, like, let's say, relatively new Hasanim, the first year of marriage or second year of marriage. Is it preferable that we should sleep in the Sukkah without our wife, or should we?
Okay, very good question. So, that's a general question. Any married man, no matter how long he's married, whether it's 1 year or 50 years, has the same shayla. You sleep in the house, you sleep in the sukkah. So the Ramah says that two heterim. One heterim is too cold. That's a pretty good heterim, if you ask me. Too cold. Even for a bachur, it's cold. You get sick. People get sick from sleeping in the cold. I have blankets. Okay. People still get sick. That's heterim number one. Honestly, baby, we're not as cold as Europe. Ramah lives in Krakow. Krakow is further north than New York. But here you can also get a year like this, because it could really get cold. And Eretz Yisrael, that's usually not an excuse. Okay, maybe it's too hot, but it's almost not
a shul.
Usually
beautiful.
Okay. I'm going to see, as a rabbi in a shul, I can never get away to anything. You don't get away at all. I've managed to sneak away to Eretz Yisrael Sukkos 4 times. How is that possible? 2 of my sons got married to Yom Kippur and Sukkos in the Holy Land.
Eretz Yom Kippur?
No. Between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. Avram, father of all these singers, He married a Machlis, you know, a famous Rabbi Machlis, the world famous Rabbi Machlis, even more famous Nebuch. Mrs. Machlis, there's a whole book about her, Olen HaShalom. So when the Machlis came to meet me in the house during the summer, and they weren't even engaged yet, so we went to visit, so we went to a wedding, of course, in Yerushalayim, Nevada. So when should it be? You know, I'm a busy man, I have shirum, I don't miss any shirum. Let's make it between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. He looks at me. Okay. Now that year, Yom Kippur was like this year. It's like it was a Wednesday. It could be a Wednesday, you understand very well, it's only one night to make the wedding. Thursday night, because then it's Friday night, it's Shabbos night, and it's... So he said, you'll come before Yom Kippur. I said, no, I cannot come before Yom Kippur. I'm not just the rabbi, I'm the chassid. So my whole family went ahead and left me behind. And they said, but you get to the wedding on time. What if Chalila v'chas is a delay? And in those years, I think he still had Tower Air, I think still existed. I was smart enough to take El Al. I did. El Al, as you know, has many flights, most Yom Kippur. Many flights. The bad people trying to get out. And then a year like that, you know, you can go. So I got tickets, I flew from Newark. And my brother came with me. And we went to the airport, and they ordered something. They said something called VIP. VIP in El Al, you know, in Lud, to get out a little bit faster. Whatever that meant. So, Baruch Hashem, we went to, after the army, my brother came, and someone took us, we went to Newark, got on the plane left on time, and landed on time. I wasn't asking for a miracle, I was asking for a Derech HaTeva. It should be a delay. Someone told me the JFK flight was delayed. So yeah, I that time. But I don't know what I said. Okay. And the VIP, I walked into the wedding hall. It was 6:10. Let's go for 6:30. I say famously the story over 10 times. When I got there, neither the chas nor the kala was there. You know, when you got married, you were there 4 hours before with all the hachanas, and neither was there. I said, where's Yochevet? She's in the plaza taking pictures. It was in a dumpy wedding hall that was called Anchavsari. It was in Chov Yirmiyo. Now there's a shopping center there. And she said, there's no nice place to take pictures. They had a room in the plaza a couple of nights. They went to the plaza to take pictures. And where's Avram? I said, who's with him? Yehuda. No problem. He'll be there on time. So by 6:30, we're both there. Okay. That was my first. So what? And that time, I said the longest, because my wife has a sister who was making a wedding right after Sukkot. I couldn't go back. You know, it was the first wedding. So we stayed. Shabbos gracious, even stayed for the Ofruf. And the wedding was Sunday night. And the whole family came back. So that was my first time. So, I mean, that was 1998. I was already a Rav since Sukkot 1974. So I was already there, 20-something Sukkot and the Yontif in a row. I didn't miss any one Yontif, not the Pesach, not Shavuot, not Sukkot. 6 years later, my son Akiva was getting married, and his wife who lives on the west side, she wanted to get married in Yerushalayim. I said, great, whatever you want. When? I said, well, how about between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? I said, this looks very funny. So he said, you know, that's a great idea, because his whole family on both sides goes to Sukkot there as Israel. But that year, Baruch Hashem, Akiva was on the Shabbos. So we made the wedding Monday night. There was no tension. I flew up Masi Shabbos, but it was with me a leg. There was also no delay. Okay, so whatever. So that time I only stayed. So Kip was on Shabbos. So Sukkot was Thursday, Friday, Shabbos the next week. We flew back Masi Shabbos. Might have a couple of Shabbos brachas near in America. The chasnas from Riverdale, the Kalas from the west side, and then was disenfranchised. So we made a couple. So that was that time. 6 years later, my youngest daughter had her first son on the 8th day of Tishrei, the bris, first day of Sukkot. You know, I missed a couple of bris, but never the first bris of any child. You can't miss that, can you? So, I haven't understood. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael for the after Yom Kippur again. There was no rush. Yom Kippur, Sukkot was again, I think. It was also Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it was Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, I'm pretty sure. And this time I came back for Shana Rabba. I had to be back for Shana Rabba after the Chaz and Shana Rabba, but didn't come back before that. Fine, so good. So my son Rafal said, Abba, It's every 6 years the count of Eretz Yisrael for Sukkos. So, 1998, 2004, 2010, 2016 comes and goes. Garnished. I'm back at Riverdale again. Bottled. The next year, the very next year, 2017, a balabos in my shul is making a wedding for his daughter in Eretz Yisrael. Yom Kippur and Sukkos. He had two tickets. They had a previous wedding in Eretz Yisrael, which I missed. It was the same day as my grandson's bar mitzvah. I missed three weddings that day because I had my grandson's bar mitzvah. That takes precedence. Anyway, it was Lag BaOmer, so I could. Anyway, so again we went and we stayed to Lashon HaRabbah again. So I have a four time. If you have to be one Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael, there's no question of Sukkos. There's not a shayla. It's so frail. It's so unbelievable. Anyway, so that was a digression. The Eretz Yisrael, everyone can sleep in the sukkah from the perspective of the weather. I just want to tell you was that sukkah summit that was there for Akiva's wedding. It was so hot. It was so boiling. At the Gemara, the Masechta Avodah Zarah, Hotzichami Artika. It was so boiling hot. So the first night of sukkahs by the Shari Chesed. The Wolfson Tower, that's what happened there. They have a lot of apartments the family has in that compound, both sides of the Kalas family. And I say it's boiling hot. I said, we should take off their jackets. Boiling hot. I took off my jacket right away, boiling. But the Europeans on the other side of the family, nope. They said, that's the taste we came to do. No matter how hot it is, we keep our jackets on for the meal. That I remember. Boiling hot. Okay, whatever. But in America, and for married people everywhere, there was an additional heter. The heter is, Teishu came to Duru, a married man and his wife supposed to sleep in privacy in their own room. No one else is supposed to be in that room. That's a very important issue of the marriage. It's called the halacha, according to the basic Morin Erevin. It's very serious, in my opinion. And, when I got married, first few years we didn't have I was just going to the parents and the in-laws, like any good young couple. Then I became a Rav in Riverdale. So now I'm not going anywhere. First few years I had no sukkah. I lived in a two-family house, which I was renting, and it was filled with trees. There was no way I could make my own sukkah. So to ask my wife to come to the sukkah, to sleep with me in the sukkah, it's not shy. We didn't have a sukkah. We ate out, shul sukkah, and other babas. Then we got our own place. So now this is, we have our own sukkah outside of the terrace there, nice big sukkah, Baruch Hashem. It was 1978. Okay? So the first before I said, to him, maybe you want to come and sleep outside the sukkah. We'll sleep together in the sukkah. Privacy, our own private sukkah. She said, are you crazy? It's true, we are on the third floor of the building. There are four, five, six. There are five flights above us. They can see right into the sukkah, even through the, we have schach, but they can see right through the, you know, so it's supposed to see through. Forget about it. So, she wouldn't come to me in the sukkah, so I'm puppet. I sleep in the room with my wife, and I follow the Ramah. Ramah says, stay in the room with your wife, and don't sleep in the sukkah. That's what I do. I remember you. So I found the story. We have a wonderful Rosh Hashiva on our floor. His name is Rabbi Osman Shlita. He has an apartment, but there's no sukkah. Actually, wasn't with a sukkah. He used to also go to his parents-in-law for the first few years. First moved in 84. He's going away. The few years he's going to stay the sukkah, but there's no sukkah. So he, as a protector with the landlord, they created an unbelievable sukkah. Like, you know, many apartment houses, it juts in like this, you know, most part like that. So they put in steel on the three sides. And they set up a system where they have a sukkah stand on those three things. Those things stay all year. They put boards across. Has on sukkah. So now he has on sukkah. Here's his Rebbetzin. Rebbetzin, you want to come and sleep in the sukkah? The same five flights of people on top. But, you know, she's a Ishak Sherot or some bala. All right. She told my wife, she didn't sleep one wink that night, well, not even one wink, and that was the end of it. So he follows the Vilna Gaon. He's an enemy from the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon said, leave your wife in the house, you sleep in the sukkah. I can't tell you what to do. I'll tell you what I do. I'll tell you what the Talmud Yeshiva does. I follow the Ramah. I come from a family that came from Krakow, near Krakow. And he follows the Vilna Gaon. He comes to Vilna Gaon. And you do whatever you want. I can't tell you what to do. That's the answer. First year, 50th year, doesn't make a difference. You have to do what's good. The Rasa will say, Shana Rishona, even if those who follow the Vilna Gaon should follow the Ramah. Okay. I post that. Any other questions about Sukkot before I talk what I want to talk? That's it? Done? Okay. I wanted to share with you something about Yom Kippur. I also want to talk a little bit about Kashrus. We have less than an hour to go, but if I start Kashrus, we may never get to Yom Kippur, so we'll start Yom Kippur and then we'll see if we get to the Kashrus issue. We'll start a Rambam. That's where my Rebbe used to always give a Tshuvah Drasha. I don't know if you've ever heard about Tshuva Drasha of the Rav Soloveitchik every year in Yiddish. Sorry, I don't know, in the 40s, I don't know when he started, I can't tell you, but I know one thing. I know that in 1962, my father took me to come here to Tshuva. I don't know that, I don't remember what year it was. I wanted to stay home. Why? Because it was a one-game playoff between the Dodgers and the Giants. They ended up in a deadlock. They had a one-game playoff. I said, Abba, the Dodgers and the Giants! One game playoff. I don't care. You come with me to the hair of Yosha Be'ashir, and that's it. Come on. So that was a good son. That's I know that when I was there the year before that, after that year, I know, if I'm pretty sure that was the year of the one game playoff. I'm not an expert in baseball anymore, but that's the Mayor Cup. And the Rebbe always always saw it around me. I was told that they just released a video of the Rav's 1976 Tshuva Drasha. Do you hear anybody know about this?
Yeah, my father went to see it. They screened it in
They screened it in the Five Towns, a few places. They screened it in City Field when I was there. That was September 22nd. I was there all day touring City Field. I didn't have the time to go see it. I was busy with my own Shia. So my son Akiva told me, he took his son. He had never seen my Rebbe Shia before in his life. He heard audio, so the audios are around. But the Dama Shmieleria, he saw it, said it was Gavaldik. It was only a few excerpts there, I think an hour and a quarter, Sachakol, a 3 hour shiur. It took a few excerpts, they figured people can't sit for 3 hours. We sat 3 hours. Oh, yeah. The Yorkshire shiur was to be right over here. It was 5 hours. I remember my father, the same school, I was a high school boy, took me to the Rav's Yorkshire shiur, 5 hours. He saw it at 7:30 at night. It was Gimel Shvat, his father's Yorkshire. Winter time. Saturday. He had 2.5 hours of shiur, and 2.5 hours I got him. I remember like this. One thing I do remember, one of those shiur, that was still in high school, right? A tremendous snowstorm started. You can see out the windows of the lamppost, snow coming down. So the Rebbe was a real dramatic person. He would say, do you want me to go on? Like, you know, because he would say, yes, yes, yes. He would say Yiddish, look, it's snowing outside anyway, you can't go home anyway, so let's manage to go on. These are my memories of my youth. Anyway, so let's talk about Rambam and Hilchos Teshuvah. Perek Aleph and Hilchos Teshuvah. Whoa. Everyone see? Every word that I wrote I spent hours and hours just seeing. It's just unbelievable. It's Russia 1968. I was asked to write it up for the Hamavasser, which was then a proper organ. And the one thing I ever wrote for Hamavasser was the part, kind of the whole thing, the first part, which relates a little bit to what we're going to say now, a little bit. Sora Mishtaleach, Aloha Base. If you should kapora, I'll call you Yisro. So, it's mechaper al kol avera shebetoro. Hakalos v'chamurus. Beit she'ove b'zodon me'shove b'shkog. Hodolo, lo hodolo. Hakol v'skab v'so me'shaleh. V'hu, so osha tshuva. The tshuva. Al lo osha tshuva, ein asor mechaper lo, el al hakalos. V'umar hakalos v'an hachamurus. Chamurus shechayov v'nalehem v'sus bezden v'koris. Ushua shav shekem, apajin koris lechavurus. Usha mitzvus lo sasi mitzasei, shemem koris Hema Kalas. Okay, I want to say it clear? Fractikas of Mishnah and Aizen Akash. Umashkos of Ablam Loas of Chuva, Ena Son Machap Lo El Akalas, Koshali, Tahosam, Mashma de la Rabbonon, who argued Rebbe. I feel the over I say in the Osa Tshuva and Torah Mechaper. Ula Rebbe, I feel a Chamuris Mechaper below Tshuva, except for a few exceptions. Paragol, Melponim, Torah, Mechaper, 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 Sarachim. At Sarachim and the Rambam, why should this be so? That's his kash. That's his kash. Fine. So what do you do with this kash? How do you get out of the Gemara? It's a Gemara in Mesechta Shavuos. I'm not going to go into that for Gimel. I can't go into it now because time is not allowed. But leave out the kasha from the Gemara. But how do you explain it even in the Lundus? Why should it work? Why should it work? Why should it work? Are they yes, either yes or no? Who did Rabban pass like? Rabbi or Rabbana? Let's take a look. The next halacha. Bisman hazeh, eim es nevigdash kayim, elan mizbeach kapora en shom elatshuvu. Hachuvah mechaperes al kol averes. Filu rasha kol yom avas hachuvah mechronah em maskin lo shum dover mirisho shenem avrisho say rasha lo yukosh above yom shuvah mirisho. So far so good. Va'atzmo shayom ha-kippurim mechaper l'shovim shenemar kim yom azeh chab alechem. Who's he passing like? Rebbe or Rabbana? Rebbe says Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuvah. Rabbana says you have to have tshuvah. Who's he passing like? Rabbana, the Shavim. What does the Kesef Mishnah say? Mishnah says, Kippurim b'chabim b'tshuva. U'gvon neimet lo k'rebi. What did Rebbe say? B'nos ha'tshuva and l'os ha'tshuva, Yom Kippurim b'chabim. Fine. Good. Lo k'anak Rebbe b'chaverov. B'chabim l'shavim. K'lom b'lo l'ayin b'shavim. Poshim. This Kesef Mishnah is quite clear. But there's another Rambam. Hilchos Shigogos. Hilchos Shigogos writes as follows. Ein yamakipurim lo chatas lo oshem mechaperin ela ashavim amaminim mechaperosim. Aval amavayit bohen ein mechaperin lo. Ketzah. He bevayit, kicked. He bichatoso, or Hashem of Lomba, or Bechashe Belibo, Sheinele Mechaprim. Do it because his mother made him, or his wife made him. Abba Mishakirin, Kibitzvason, Lo Neskapolo, Shiach the Betshuva, Mibitoso, Sorok Lahavi, Chatoso of Hashem again. He bevayit, Yom Kippurim, and Yom Kippurim Mechapolo, Mechichoch, Mishai, Beoshem, Toli, Beobab Yom Kippurim, who bevayit po, Where's the love of Scapolo? She has a shuva acher, acher yom kippurim, chav lavish, koloshim tolin, shechayavo. Okay. You say, who's on Hilchos Shigogos now? You know who is? The Ramo. Yeah, Ramo is Hilchos Shigogos. The Ramo, I kid you not. The Ramo. Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yom Kippur. Just do it. Sorry, my eyes. Says the Rambam, Yom HaKippurim Eina Mechaper Ela Al Hashovim HaMa'aminim B'Kaparosom Al HaMavayit B'Ol Mechashim Li'ol B'Shmamol Yom HaKippurim Zeh Eina Mechaper. Who says so? Rambam Perek Yilam Yichus Shkobos. Rebbeinu Shalala. What do you mean? You need Tshuva Gemura. What is Tshuva? Ram tells you what Tshuva is. You know what the Ram tells you what Tshuva is. We know exactly what Tshuva is. What's Tshuva? You have to have Vidui. What else do you have to have besides Vidui? What else do you have to have Vidui? You know what's involved in tshuva? Everyone knows what's involved in tshuva. He tells you exactly what tshuva is. You have to do tshuva, a full tshuva. A full tshuva. He tells you exactly what it is. The Perek Beis. Tell us what tshuva is. Eid tshuva gemara. What's a tshuva? She yazov achote cheto. Yisnachem al she'ova. Yeah. V'tzok l'tzvadas b'sfosov. What does it mean? We know what it means. It means charata, vidui, kabbalah. But here he says, as long as you're not mevayit, you're not kicking, as long as you believe in the effectiveness of Yom Kippur, you didn't do charata, you didn't do vidui, you didn't do kabbalah, and something still is happening. How can that be? How's it possible? How's it possible? Tshuva gemura, you need. What's going on over here? I want to make the following, say the following chiddush. My Rebbe taught us to be redacted every single letter in the Rambam. Not every, only every letter in the Rambam. I'm going to show you a letter in the Rambam. He uses different words in different places. There's a concept according to the Rambam, in my opinion, called Miktsas Kapara. Partial Kapara. Partial Kapara is achieved on Yom Kippur as long as you're not a Mevayit. As long as you believe in it, that Yom Kippur exists as effect on you, that's good enough to achieve a partial kapara. A complete kapara requires tshuva. Tshuva with all the pitch of this. Every you have to have charata, you have to have vidu, you have to have kabbalah. I want to show you the words. Whenever the Rambam means what I call a mixas kapara, he uses the word mechaper. The korban is mechaper, Yom Kippur is mechaper. When it's kapara gemura, he uses the word miskaper. It goes on the person. That the person has kapara gemura. Okay? Let's take a look. Yeah?
So there's three levels for the Rambam then? Mixas kapara. Kapara, which requires regular tshuva, and then tshuva gemura.
Let's take a
look. Better than miskaper?
Let's see. Let's go through it and see what it says. Let's start Perek Aleph. Watch this. Balech atos v'ashamos v'shemevien kovanosa en al shigos al zdonam ein miskapele v'kobonam at sheyasu tshuva. For full kapara, you have to have complete tshuva. Complete tshuva. But, in other cases, we'll use the word mischaper for partial tshuva. Let's take a look at the chashkogos. What's the chashkogos? Even a partial kapara, it won't work unless you did believe in its effectiveness. Right? That's what it means. It means not a kapara gemura. Just you have to have another chatas. You have to have another. Right? Hashem told you, Yom Kippur is part of your mevayit. There is a custom. But fine. Sora mishtalech. Let's take a look. Back in Perek Aleph, in Hilchas Tshuva. So Meshalech, Mechaper. Yeah, he went out Tshuva. But, Hakol Miskaper, Hushas Tshuva. Full Kapara, you have to have Tshuva. He didn't do Tshuva. And you know, Mechaper, though. It's Mechaper, partial Kapara. On the kalos. That's what he says. Wow. Amazing. You have a concept called Miktsas Kapara. Where do you find this concept? Miktsas Kapara. So, let's take a look in the Tosfos Yeshanim in Masechta Yuma. When you find Tosfos Yeshanim.
Should be right there.
Yuma. Oh. You have two Masechtas. Yuma is one of them. Ooh. The end of Masechta Yuma, The Tosfos Yeshanim has the following comment. Tosfos Yeshanim has as follows. Odesh Loma, the Rebbe Tzarech Tshuva Lekapora Gemura. Even Rebbe, Afal Gadah Mahani Yom Kippurim the Ma'at Mikores, Kon Kapora Gemura Blo Tshuva Leko doesn't exist. Why? Tim Lokein Loma Chorav Abayis B'Shul Avon Osenu Kemesh Yom Kippurim Mechaper Chutz Migim Levar the Paragol. What do you see? The concept called Mixas Kapora. Without Kapora, Gemur, according to Rebbe. According to what we said before, according to the Rambam and the Ramah, even according to Rabban, it's Mixas Kapora. When? When is that? If you believe in the effects of Yom Kippur. What are they arguing about? The guy's Mevayit. Eats on Yom Kippur. Rabban has no Kapora. Rebbe has what you call a Mixas Kapora. A Mixas Kapora. Now, of course, the question becomes, what is this kind of a din of mixas kapara? What's it all about? What's it all about? Let's take a look back at the Rambam for a moment. Af al pi shetshuva mechaperes al hakol asam shuva mechaper yeshavesh hein miskaprim l'shata fully miskaper yeshavesh hein miskaprim completely l'yachazman. Yachazma. Okay. Again, the same result. Mechaper means partly, and miskaper means completely. Of course, the question becomes, Rabbi Osai, Tosfos Yeshanim's kasha. Why was the bias chorav according to Rebbe? So one answer would be, it's only a partial kapara. That doesn't sound that way. It sounds like it says, Mastisa de loka Rebbe. Okay. So we now are stuck with the original kasha. We're stuck. So what's pshat? So how does the Sarva Shalech work for Kalos, not for Chamuros? He didn't do tshuva. Remember, Rebbe screaming. What is it? Vicarious atonement. I think he said it even in English in the Yiddish here. You know what vicarious atonement means? I think it's a Christian concept. You know, you don't do anything and someone else, scapegoats, whatever. Vicarious atonement. Not going to be. And if it works, let me become for everything. So my Rebbe taught us the following, Rebbe Osai. What is Torah Mishtaleach? Fishu Kapora al Kol Yisroel. It's a Kapora Satzibur. Kapora Satzibur. Every Yom Kippur, there are two Kaporas. There's a Kapora Sayochid, Kapora Satzibur. Rebbe said that's the Chasima, this mitzvah starting Tuesday night. I'm going to say it many times. Melech Mocher B'Lesalech L'Avonoseinu V'Lavonot Klam V'Beis Yisroel. It's the same thing. We are part of the cloud. I said, no. Avonoseinu Skaparas HaYochid. Every person, individually. Chavot Avonos Yisroel is a Kapora Klolis for the entire community of Israel at once. At once. Klal Yisroel. So soon. So much there as kaparas ayochid, but also kaparas shel atzibur. Rebbe explained like this. No way do we believe in vicarious atonement. If I didn't do tshuva, nothing's going to help for me. Nothing. Won't help. I cannot achieve any kind of individual kapara at all. No way. But kaparas atzibur takes into account all of Klal Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael. Within that cloud, many be the tshuva. So I can benefit from the kaparas cloud, even though I personally did not do tshuva. That's the chish. The guy's a rasha. Wants a zerach hasham toeva. How does it work? No, but tzaddikim have a chelik in it also. So the sar works for averos kalos without tshuva, because the person gets kapara through the tshuva. Why are chamuras different? Very simple. What a chamuris. Kores and Mises Bezdin. Rabbi will say, who wants to finish the pasuk? V'dichras ha'nefesh ahi, what's the next word? Me'ameha. You're cut off from the people. Mises Bezdin avadi, you get killed by the Bezdin, you're not part of the people anymore. You cannot partake of Kabbalah, of Kaporas at Tzibur, if you're over in Kores and Mises Bezdin. That's a beautiful pshat, my Rebbe said. Why is there a distinction in Kalas and Chamuris for the Kapor of the Sawyer? Fundamentally, no person can get full Kapora without Tshuva. It doesn't exist. The only way I can get Kapora without Tshuva from the Sawyer is how? Kapora Satsibur. But if I'm over a course, Mrs. Bezdin didn't do Tshuva, I'm not part of the Tzibur. Menicha Sameh Amel. Bezdin going to kill him. He's not part of the Tzibur at all. Cannot partake of Kapora Satsibur. Meiridik. Meiridik. So the Sawyer would not work for Chamuras without Tshuva because you're not part of the Tzibur. What about Shuas Shav and Sheker? My Rebbe didn't answer that question directly. The Gemara has a Masech L'Shavuas of Lamites. That people, I'll show it to you, I guess. Don't trust the Rebbe for anything. This is, I can't blame the Rav for this. I'm adding. To my recollection, not address this question. Direct again to my recollection. A few years since then. Let's say over here. Lo yanaka, Jesus Shmuel Hashov. Very serious, these of Shua Shof. Very serious. What do you mean? Let's just see a quick base. Oh, we're showing the Mishpacht, we're showing the Mialma. Gabi Shua, who we're showing the Mishpacha Kedine? Which means, when it comes to a shvua, the members of the family are also problematic. People are going to stay away from this whole family. It's to stay away. That's why it's also somehow not part of the community kapara. If I'm right, Rabosai, if I'm right, if you did a chamuras in the kaparas at Tzibur, the sorrow won't work for you, even for the kalos. A little bit shvelish in the Rambam. It only works for the kalos if you have no chamuras. I'm saying, make the following suggestion. The mitzvah kapara that you have on Yom Kippur without the Sawyer, according to Rabbanon, it's for whom? For someone who doesn't kick. Not Mavayin. It's a mitzvah kapara even without Tshuva Gemura. According to the Rebbe, according to Rebbe Shita, based on the Tosfos Yeshanan, either person kicks, you get kapara satzibur. Afal pi shechata Yisrael. That's the case, we can suggest the following. Tosfos kasha was, why is the b'churban abayis? Called the Rebbe, this kaporos, on Yom Kippur without tshuva. The answer is kaporos at tzibur. What does the kaporos at tzibur work? When the majority of the tzibur are righteous. When the majority of the tzibur are righteous. But you know what happened towards the end of the Beis HaMikdash? It was a disaster. A disaster. Take a look at the Gemara Masechta Yuma, famous Gemara. Most of the people are no longer worthy. Most, not the minority. The majority was no longer worthy. The Ramban says that we judge based on the majority of the people. Masechta Yuma, Daf Samach Zayin. Omer Aleph. What does it say? Barishona Hikosher Lashon Shel Zuhuris Al Pesach Ulam Mevuchutz Hilbin. He turned white. Hayosmechi. We say the pasuk many times. Kashanim katzariyu. Lo hilbin, who had saved them as bashin. They were embarrassed. What they do? They put it in the inside, instead of the outside. They still would peek. Hilbin, hitzkinu, chesed b'sela v'chesed ben karnov. What happened? They knew after the time of the Churban that no longer did it turn right. Rishonim Malbin. It's stopping Malbin. With most people Rishonim. Most people Rishonim, no kaparas at Tzipur. So even if you don't do it, don't. That's why the Churban is Churban called the Rebbe. It's Pshat number one. The second thing called the Rebbe is Averis ben Odom Lachavero. Even Rebbe agrees that the Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. For Averis ben Odom Lachavero. It's a Mefurisha Mishnah. And that's why we have to be so careful not to be guilty of Averis ben Odom Lachavero. It's a serious matter. There's a Mishnah. This is how you start the shiur today. Averis hitzvad lam yom kippurim zeh, lo yitzvad lam yom kippurim acher. Let's just repeat it again. But if you did, you vowed a second time. Kelev shaval kiyo. What do you go back? Siv shalom yivalta. What are you mentioning for? No. Kol shen shum meshubuch. Kip shor ani eidah v'chatozi negdi samit. Kitzer, machlokas atanoim, it's a shalom had a pass for the shulchan aruch in either way, this is the basis. I'm looking for the mission which was earlier. Okay, you have to go back further back each time. Oh, found it. Averis sheben adam lachavero, ein yom kippur mechapat shiratzes chavero. How do you know? Yikochat osechel lefnei Hashem tetoru. Averis sheben adam lachavero, yom kippur mechapat. Averis sheben adam lachavero, ein yom kippur mechapat shiratzes chavero. Om Rabbi Akiva. Everyone knows this. Sing this. Oh. Ashrechem Yisrael. Lift the mi'at tatar at ha'eschem, avich shal shamayim. Yeah? And then the famous thing goes on. Mikvah Yisrael Hashem, Amik Taras Atzvein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taras Yisrael. So before we get to my point over here, the Rebbe asked, why is Rabbi Akiva saying this? What's the Chiddush? Pshita. The answer of Rabbi Akiva, as you know from the last Gemara Masechta Makos, lived through Churban HaBayis. And the people were so down, destroyed, mamish. No more kaparas akarban. No more kaparas karbonas. It's terrible. They're almost crying. Rabbi Akiva said, you're making a big mistake. You think the korban is mechaper? No. Avicha shem hashamayim. Without a mitzvah, you can also have kapara. That's why Rabbi Akiva is the one who said it. Remember the Gemshach. And what's the comparison to mikvah? The Rebbe said, a mikvah is either all or nothing. If you go into a mikvah 99%, you leave one finger out, it's a garnished. Nothing. Someone told me that some people who have a minute gone to the dipping 49 times on Yom Kippur. Why about that? 49 times? Well, they had a simple answer. Took their finger in and out 49 times. A bunch of fancy things. 49 times?
I don't know what number, but they...
The finger? Yeah. Other people have to wait too long. Right? So, the Rebbe said... What he's trying to tell you over the juxtaposition, if you're not be miratzes chavero, you have no kapara ben olam chavero, guess what? You have no kapara ben olam mokum either. It's like a mikvah. In Perek Aleph, the Chesed Shuvah, he's talking about a kapara in every individual sin. That can be separated. But kapara is from Kippur, it's all enough. Chiddush, like a mikvah. Like a mikvah. So it's such an important thing that maybe called the Rebbe, Bais HaSchariv, as we know, Sinas Chinam. Sinas chinam. So therefore, that's a terrible thing. That's what even Rabbi agrees. No kapara without tshuva. That'll be a second answer to Tosfos Rishonim's kasha. So how can it be such a terrible sinas chinam? And the following answer I want to suggest. There's a gemara set the Bava Metzia. Bava Metzia. Bava Metzia. Look. Can't find things on the screen, which I'm sure are there. Ah, it's Amid Bas. Amid Bas. Here it is. The Chavi Rishalayim El Al Shadonu Ba Din Torah. Donu Ba Din Torah. What do you mean, Donu Ba Din Torah? What do you mean? They didn't do what? The Avdu Lefnim Mishura Sadin Tavim. Reg, Toysfus, what are you talking about? Everyone knows the answer. It's a different reason. In Tomar, the Biyuma Daf Testament Bay is famous. Nesinas Chinam. Everyone knows that. Yeshloma, Hovogom. Two different, two totally separate considerations, which cause a Chumah. Nadia's idea is not simple. We can suggest two go together. What means sinas chino? Chino? For nothing? Somebody for nothing? For no reason whatsoever? Come on. I'm chokh of another. Can't be. The terrace is, there's a something. The something is minuscule, inconsequential. You blow it way out of proportion. Way out of proportion. Somebody, someone, for example, you're sitting in shul, your foot's in the aisle a little bit, it steps on your toe. Oh, you'll never forgive the rest of your life. What are you, crazy? Your foot was in the arm. That's sinas chinam. There's a reason for it. I both see an insufficient reason for all purposes to school sinas chinam. That's the pshat. Hemidu dineim al Torah means that they insist on all their real or perceived rights, but usually mostly perceived. And therefore, since they can't agree with the other person, it's sinas chinam. What you gotta do is don't be so litigious, don't say lawsuits all the time. Just give in a little bit, make pshoras. The Fnim Mishura Sadin, as we know. This is a critical nakuda. Critical nakuda. Critical nakuda. Yeah. That's the nakuda. The sinner came because you wanted to be full rights according to the law as you perceive them. It's really a Chumash and Rashi. Chumash and Rashi. Rashi, there's a negative, one nigga in the whole Torah we sing, but nigga Eichel. Only one. Eichel, Esol, Avadi, three things. Torah Chachem, Masachem, Rivchem. What's Torah Chachem? Yisrael Tachonin. Eichel, I'm wrong. El Spaldina, not say Epidin. I'm losing in this case. Ome Yeshti, Le'edim, Le'avi, Yeshti, Rais, Le'avi, Mosin, Le'edim, Le'onim. What's wrong? It's all legitimate tricks. Any lawyer can tell you about them. Don't be so litigious. You lose, you lose. You lose like a sport. Give up the money, you can pay the money. Come on. That's called sinas chinam. We do the tirch. We use the negative eicha. And what's rivchem? Balamashi wrote, they were fighters. Ah, terrible. They were fighting. Fighting. They're fighting. They fight all the time. Because you're trying to get a legal trick and it's a disaster. What's Masachem? Apakursim. Hik the Moshe Lotzeis. And Moshe, when he came out early out of his tent, Marod ben Amalotis. Why is he asking us so early? Shema eno shavi b'tov beisa. Fat with his wife. Ichalotis. Haru. Marod ben Amalotis. Matem silvurim. Yoshev yosalechem etzus ros. V'choshelem alechem achshavos. What? Alila shav. Where'd they get it from? Wow, where'd they get it from? They hated Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it do with Torah Chachem and other things? That's the answer. Rabbosai, there were people who were insulted at Moshe Rabbeinu. Either they had it in Torah, and they lost. I've been in many of the Torahs. You're lucky the winner talks to you, not the loser. Even the winner that didn't want to go. I'll tell you, if they both yell at you, it's usually a good sign. Maybe you got it right. So what happens? So instead of being mevater, he says, no, it's my right. I'm going to hate the rabbi because the rabbi shoot the messenger. Sinas chachamim. It's terrible. And the sinas chachamim will lead to sinas chinam. Why? Because the rabbonim are not enabled to do what they're supposed to do. What are they supposed to do? Supposed to give mussar. You have a young rabbi here gave mussar in his shul yesterday. Meridik. Hasn't been fired yet. The boss said the Gemara is as follows. Watch this. Look carefully. L'chov Yerushalayim. Listen, a couple of reasons given. Yeah. L'chov Yerushalayim. Look carefully. The Gemara El Bishvil. Shlohochichu ze ezeh. Okay. No. What about the Rabbanim? Chach me'ador. The next Gemara. L'chov Yerushalayim, look carefully, please. Ela b'shlusha b'zuba tamini chachamim. What's pshat? As a result, they couldn't get mussar. Because they have mevazin them. Rabbi can't get mussar, they'd be mevazin them. It's ridiculous. One of them go on here, about the other. Won't go in. I got a call this morning, Shekharach and Meshav HaShulik Rosh. From one of the Choshev Rabbanim in town. He didn't need my Shabbos Shulik Rosh. The ones who needed it didn't call me Ashikarach. No. It was not long ago I gave Shtaka Musa, but Akara Satov. And I met one guy, never enough Akara Satov to the other people in the shul of the shul. This guy comes over to me and says, yeah, after the Akara Satov to me. People think things through their own way of thinking. It's unbelievable. Rabbosai. Why were they mevaza them? They gave him mussar. Not just that they passed against him in the Torah. How many could be in there? In Torah, how many Jews could have had the Torah by Moshe Rabbeinu lost? They didn't like Moshe Rabbeinu's style. Gave him too much mussar. Caused the churban. And we see it's still true. The Rishon has a Yuma famously. Kodosh Nidah B'Yom of Kiddush Chorban B'Yom. We're still guilty of the same thing. And that's in the clay, so he did it in Avla. Paskin against you in the Torah. He stepped in your toe in the aisle in the shul. But it gets much worse. Mashiva Tshuva Rabbo said with the Nitziv. Of Davos? Oh, more like it.
Yamin is small. All machlekes exist. Yamin is small. Okay? So that's the Nesivus Phallus. All kinds of Jews. What he says.
Okay, what's the reference
of humanism? Some kind of right wing, left wing, you know, like we have the same things today.
Right.
The right wing and the left wing, yeah, you know how it is. He says, we have to be unified. If they're unified, it's a disaster. That's what the Siv says. You have to unify, otherwise, you get destroyed by the Goyim. Watch. It's a long shul. I missed what I was looking for. Sorry, went right through it. Watch this, right here. What does he want to do? This, the editor of this periodical, the poets of Mizel Legamri, as Avram separated from Lot. It's like a sword in the heart of Am Yisrael. Even in Eretz HaKodesh and in our own Rishus, the Bayis Sheni destroyed. Why? Machlokes Pushim and Matzdukim. And sinas chinom harbe shvichas damim b'sheinim edin. Here it gets pshat. What happened? We believe in two separate things, right? Bashi was stukma push, as we all know. Sinas chinom. He ties the two together. Watch this. Haynu b'shoa shero porush she'echad mekam ezad damim afal gam shlohoyut stuki klal osaveira. The kolam achmas sinas chinom hoyas shofto let stuki shemarinin also. But we didn't belong malin. Ubizan is Travis Shikhazam and Beheta, who said Mitsa Vitos, Ukforama Zatora, Bimimimta, Kozet, says the Nitziv, writing in the late 19th century, and the Rogam and Adas, the Gichas and Sholem, Beis Kazos, Gamke, Hashal Piros, Ene Echem, Mimaxiki Adas, Yidame, Shaploni, Eno, Misnaga, Pidarko, Babonis Hashem. That's where he's not from. The different way to serve Hashem. Instead of saying, I have one way, you have another way, Yishpetenu leminus, v'yistrachim imenu, you wrote from Zezer, behet and b'nim and chozem chas v'sholem, a total disaster, says the Nitziv, because of Churban, it's because of Churban Abayis, because of Churban nowadays as well. It's unlimited korban. He's serving Hashem, it's in a different way. What about somebody who doesn't serve Hashem at all? At all? He's a kofer. He denies the Rabbanu Shel Olam. What about then? What do you say? So the Rambam tells you what to do about that. I'll tell you. Stay away from them, but you shouldn't believe in the upper courses. What do you do with them? Another Rambam, Rabosai. Famous Rambam. In Hilchos Mamrim, Rabosai, in Perek Gimel. What do you do? Guy's been nice, Torah about pears. Okay, Mamrim, you gotta put him away. Isha Kofa, but Torah about pears, and Machshav, and Ramah Shinirlo. Hochachadat, and Akala, and Achashir, and Sleep of a Kofa, but Torah about pears. Tchila! Kitzadok, who Bises, and then people of that generation. I'm a B'nei HaTomelim, who V'nei B'neiam, their grandchildren. Shedichu Osam Avosam, and know them and Akaroim, V'gilu Osam Altatam, V'kintinach Shinishu B'neiam, famous Tishinishba, V'gilu, V'eno Zoros, Lechos B'dach, and Mitzvah Sharei Luka Onus. I, Shamach HaKach, Shu Yehudi, V'ro Yehudim V'dosam, V'eko Onus, Shu Yehudilu Al Tavusam, Kach Elu Shamanah Ha'ochusam B'dach, and Mos Karom Shetom, Fichu Roar Lachzira B'tshuva, Ulamoshra M'divrei Shalom, Today, Rabosai, the people who are reform and conservative and unaffiliated, almost everyone is a Tina Shadishma. There are exceptions. Almost everyone is a Tina Shadishma. Almost everyone. Almost everyone. And therefore, Rabosai, a person preparing for Yom Kippur has to be very careful. Very, very careful. To be merchel everybody, not to be to insist on your perceived rights. It's a mefurisha gemara. That to get kapara. A gemara rabosai in mesechta Rosh Sechter Rosh Hashanah, the following nekuda. Look carefully, please. Look. Here we go. Kol ha-mavra ha-midos le-mavir la-kol p'shov. She-nemar, no se over va-over al-pesha. I mean, no se over, mi she-over al-pesha. What does that mean? Says Rashi. What does it mean? Oh, sorry about that. What does it mean? What does Rashi say? Whoa. Rashi says what it means. Mava medoso, she'enim edaktek limdod mida lemesarim also, who meniach medoso v'olichlo. What it means, like as we saw before. We saw before, he's not omen al din Torah. He lets it go. But it's more than that. It's more than that. That he's part of the community. He's part of, he gets a kaparas atzibur. Gets a kaparas atzibur, Rabos. It's such an important thing. And that's why we have this critical requirement before Yom Kippur to ask mechila. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. It's quoted in the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. You have to ask Mechila. You have to. You have to ask Mechila. No question. It must be done. It must be done. You must ask Mechila, if not before, on Erev Yom Kippur. At Shirat. As we saw in the Mishnah, at Shirat says Chavero. You have to do it. You have to do it. Now, it's interesting. In Siman Tov Resh Vav, we were there before, I raised it already. Oh, that's not so smart. Okay. Tov Resh Vav. Here we go. You have to, you'll give it that mechaper. You have to go again. Okay. You have to be mochel him. Most of Shem, you're not required to be mochel, but if you look in Tefillah Zaka, we say every year in Yom Kippur, you're mochel me with Most of Shem too. No matter what. Nogu levakash mechil of Yom Kippur. You have to ask mechil of Yom Kippur. Such an important thing. It's a very, very important thing to ask for mechila. You have to. You have to. People are a little embarrassed to do it. Yes, mechila, it's not so terrible. It won't kill you. But you also have to give mechila, Rabosah. You don't have to ask mechila, you have to give mechila. As we say in Tfilah Zakah, that I'm merchel everybody. Everybody I'm merchel. And we say, when we're merchel people, we do not want anybody to be punished on our account. No, it would be terrible. It's a terrible thing that someone's punished on a person's account. You know what that means? That someone suffered because of you? Oh, you give them out. Who would I want to be in that situation? Someone has suffered because of me. Oh, you vain. It would be a terrible, terrible thing. You should forgive everybody immediately. Don't wait till Erev Yom Kippur. Forgive everyone. Forgive everyone. And then pray to Kodesh Baruch Hu that you'll be forgiven as well. Take a look, for example, in the Mishnah Berurah. Where are we? Look here. Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Lamed Tes. Watch. Gamro limchol every night. The chomi shechotah kenegdo v'tziro uveschus se'odah marach yomim. From the Sechta Megillah. Every night. Don't wait for Yom Kippur. You merchel everybody immediately. Who wants one arichas yom? Of course, you want arichas yom. This is important. My time is almost up. I'll add one more thing, and then we'll come to an end. This Gemara, Amar Rav Midosa Mavila Kol Pshav, is found also in Masechta Yuma. Masechta Yuma. Sech to Yuma. Look what it says. Kol Tamad Chacham, Mashiach Enoke Venote Kenachash, Eina Tamad Chacham. Whoa. What are you talking about? It says, Lo Sikim Lo Sitar. We're doing. I can do such a thing. Supposed to be quiet. Amar Rava called Mava Midosa, Avila called Pshav. She's supposed to let it go. The Mephais and the Mephais. What does that mean? That the Talmud Chacham has to be home over here. Look carefully. The Nachal Beilibe. You still haven't been able to hold something against that person. What does that mean? Rashi explains. Get Rashi. Let's go to Rashi. Says Rashi, the Noga Belibe, Vim bo'achel linkom nikmosu v'kima mishpat, yishtok. Someone takes out my cudgels, coming to defend my honor. Let it be. Okay? So what is that? What else does it mean? Back to the Gemara.
Meaning let him defend you?
Yeah, even though it's going to cause a tumult. What does the Maharsha say? Quotes Rashi. Dochuk. Uven Yaakov pirish she'ena osa nekoma l'maniach albona l'mokom. Say osa dochuk. Yil lefarish ha'maksha porach me'el shomim chepos l'ven meshivin k'mashani lehen gam she'en odem l'hoshif. Yeah. Mikomagom, Nokale Belibe, Linkomo, Achakach, Gamke, Lassus, Masakin, Nokosh. Nachash. Rebbeinu Shalalem. So Talmud Chochash should go up against anybody who insulted him. If that's the case, so all we said until now, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. So here's the answer, Bosa. My final source, the Rambam. What is the Nadir's diet? He says no longer applies to this man. I said, Rambam writes in the very, very last halacha of Hilchos Talmud Torah. Last one. Watch. Shomecher posne meshivim evada mochel lemachayif esholchelo. Yeah, evada. Good. Amen v'amurim shebizo cherpo b'seisa. Now, both I've been a rough for many years. I've got plenty of bizyonis. Mostly b'seisa. The chaz b'seisa, you're supposed to dance. I think I told you once before. The dance, the guys once yelling at me into the phone. I was holding up the phone and dancing because it's Chofetz Chaim writes about these, about this coming in this Gemara, it is Perek Ches and Sharatun and it's Shnok Tishmir Saloshim. You have to have Yisurim in this world. The best Yisurim are Bizyonis. Doesn't cost any money, doesn't cost you any health if you let it go slide past you, doesn't cost your family. I've got Bizyonis. He said, you should dance. So I was dancing. I've got other Bizyonis on the phone, you know. But Talmud Chochem should be Zo, Cherpu, Adam, Farhesia. Oslo Limchal Kodo. Vim Mochal Nedash, why? Zebizoyan Torah. So back to the one. My Rebbe, your Rebbe, it's a big disaster. So how do we send it to now? It's going to go down the tubes. Watch. Elenoke Venoter Adova Kenochash. The next six words are the critical words. At Shivakash Vimena Mechilo Vyestachlo. Rabbi said. The only time this is true. But it's a reasonable chance that the guy who was in the Talmud Chacham is going to ask for forgiveness. I'll give him forgiveness. Today's world, it just adds fuel to the fire. It adds fuel to the fire. It should no longer be kind of Gemara. It just makes it worse. The Rambam says that you only do this if it's going to bring peace and make a bigger war. A bigger war. And therefore, it seems to me the best thing to do is to be quiet. And your Rebbe was insulted, just still be quiet, actually. Guys, do something, but don't make a whole Nochemus mitzvah of it. You're not going to get the other party to ask Mechila. Rabbi said we never got to the Kashrus, which was today only about Yom Kippur. Maybe tomorrow, if we finish the Chazara in time, we'll have a little extra one talk about medicines. We'll start with the Chazara at 1 o'clock tomorrow, Mr. Shem, and then we'll have a few hours to talk about medicines. And 7 o'clock, those who are around, I'll be some kind of dinner, I'm the keynote speaker. About buying our Arbaminim, which was the first question that you had asked. I'm very familiar with the person in whose memory it's being held. Mr. Krieger. That's why they asked me to give that slot. Okay? I shall have to see you tomorrow, Mr. Schmidt.